Dr. King's only visit to Seattle was in 61 when he came. We wanted to have a place for him to speak. It was suggested that we try to get First Presbyterian Church, which had a building at that time that seated over 3,000, and we signed up. Thought we had a gentleman's agreement for that. But then, as we got closer to the time, the pastor of the church came under a lot of pressure, and so they canceled. I said, Dr. King will come to Seattle. He will speak. We don't know yet where it's going to be. I said, but I think I ought to tell you. We're not going to be quiet about it. Then the word got out and Dr. King called, what's going on? I told him, you stirred up a hornet's nest and you haven't even come here yet. But his first speaking engagement here was at the University of Washington. And then a lot of people at Temple de Hirsch wanted to hear him, and he spoke there. The Mount Zion was too small to accommodate him, but we got what is now Eagles Auditorium. After we left, I showed him a barbecue place. It's still there now, Home of Good Barbecue. So they stayed open for us, and we were there until about 4 in the morning. And people were walking in off the street, shaking his hand. He told me later that that was the last trip he took by himself, unaccompanied. He knew that he would be assassinated. Well, I asked him, how are you so sure of that? He said, well, if you're on a journey, there's a point of no return. After you go so far, it doesn't make sense to turn around and try to come back. And that's what he had done.